Thank you. It's energizing to sit and listen and watch so many people sitting on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol, standing to say that they will not be crushed. Sitting to say they won't be crushed. It's also energizing for me to be in the presence of so many Christians, as I am, who stand because of their faith to say it's not okay that our neighbor in China would be persecuted. I represent an organization that staffs hundreds of missionaries, Christian missionaries around the world, many of whom are working in China. For 15 years, I have worked in China for religious freedom. Specifically, my work is to create access to Christian community for Chinese people. As a result of my Christian faith, I know that it is not acceptable that practitioners of Falun Gong would be harassed or persecuted. Our faith in Christ impels us to love our neighbor. And so I stand here today as Christian and representing hundreds of churches, hundreds of missionaries, to encourage our churches to engage in the fight against this persecution in China. The Bible makes it clear to me that the surpassing power is from God. And so I believe that even though we are afflicted in every way, we are not crushed, you and I. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We may be struck down, but not destroyed. I stand with you today and I call myself Chinese. I call myself beaten and persecuted and struck down, because when my neighbor is persecuted and beaten and struck down, I am wounded with him. So I invite and encourage you to engage the church with me. Engage the Christian church community here in the United States. Engage the Christian church community in China to say, stand with us. We too were persecuted. It is also a Christian thing to believe in truth, compassion, and forbearance. So today, I pray to my God. I pray, God, save China. God, help us to inspire others to fight against the injustice and persecution in China. God, inspire us to love our neighbor, so that for no one would it be okay, for no one would it be acceptable to continue in inaction while our neighbor is struck down. I pray this in Jesus Christ's name, and I encourage you to engage the church with me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm very touched to be here with you. We have been fighting, my husband and I have been fighting this fight for the Falun Gong for many, many years. And now that he's gone and I'm retired, I'm still continuing in every way I can through our foundation, through the Lantos Foundation, to bring this major outrageous injustice prevalent in the world to the attention of the world. I am actually here to deliver my daughter's speech to you, Dr. Katrina Lantos-Svet, who is now the director of the Lantos Foundation, as well as the chairman of the U.S. Commission on Religious Freedom and Human Rights around the world. Her remarks, of course, represent totally my views, For as you know, my husband, the late Congressman Tom Lantos, and I were among the first to take up the cause of the Falun Gong in Congress. And I shall never forget the first major rally in Washington, combined with those wonderful exercises on the Mall in which I participated and which made such a great impact on DC and the world many, many years ago. I congratulate you for continuing and persevering in this very important message of peace and salvation to the Chinese people as well as the world. Now here is for Dr. Katrina Lantos-Swett's message for you today. It has always been a mystery to the rest of the world that the Chinese government would target this traditional spiritual practice of the Buddha school with their gentle meditative exercises and moral philosophy that emphasizes compassion, truth, tolerance. The Falun Gong are truly model citizens in every community in which they live. At one time, this faith community was actually welcomed by the Chinese authorities for their morality and ethics. But as the Falun Gong grew in popularity, with as many as 70 million practitioners today, the Chinese authorities grew fearful that this spiritual movement represents a threat to the Communist Party's monopoly over the hearts and minds of the Chinese people. Motivated by fear, in July of 2009, the Chinese government launched a vicious campaign to wipe out the Falun Gong. To date, it is estimated that hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong followers have been jailed illegally, subjected to the particularly horrible practice of organ harvesting, placed in labor camps without trial, injected with drugs, and subjected to many other tortures of frightening and terrible inhumanity. These atrocities have been documented around the world and were also included in our State Department 2011 country report on human rights practices around the world. The Chinese government has used the vast resources of their propaganda machine to target Falun Gong practitioners for widespread persecution. Despite the enormous suffering they have endured, the Falun Gong have remained steadfast in their belief and committed to telling their story. They have channeled the power of the internet to create tools that have outsmarted the Chinese internet police and shared their stories with the world. Now, as China faces a period of political transition, there is evidence that those who have been involved in massive human rights abuses against the Falun Gong are determined again to be succeeded by politicians who themselves have been implicated in these crimes, because they want to ensure that they will have impunity for the wrongs they have done. These individuals would do well to remember the words of Martin Luther King: "The arc of history is long, but it bends toward justice." The Lantos Foundation supports you, applauds your efforts, your determination to give voice to the voiceless so this terror and tragedy can be stopped. The Chinese government must understand that the people of the United States stand with this peaceful, tolerant faith community as they seek to enjoy the same right to exercise their beliefs, their freedom of their beliefs, as the rest of us enjoy. We will not rest until that day comes. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Lily Zhang and all of you for your courage and determination in coming together every year now for the last several years to raise awareness about the ongoing and systematic persecution of the Falun Gong by the Chinese regime. I have been attending this rally for many years and have stood before you on previous hot summer days, but the suffering of the weather is nothing compared to the suffering that Falun Gong prisoners in China experience on a daily basis. Freedom House is deeply honored to stand here in solidarity with you and demand that the Chinese government respect the human rights and religious freedom of all people who reside within its borders, including the Falun Gong. Those of us who enjoy freedom have a moral responsibility to be the voice of the voiceless and the forgotten ones. Those who are suffering in some dark prison cell or torture chamber in China. And they are suffering as I speak. Today, Freedom House stands in strong solidarity with members of the Falun Gong community and all our courageous brothers and sisters around the world who struggle to peacefully practice two of the most fundamental freedoms enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, that of free expression and of belief. As the 13th anniversary of the Communist Party's launch of a massive crackdown on the Falun Gong approaches on July 20th, Freedom House remains deeply concerned about the ongoing human rights violations committed in China. They're committed against Falun Gong practitioners, they're committed against their families, and they're committed against the courageous lawyers who fight on their behalf. The ongoing repression of the Falun Gong and other spiritual movements in China cannot be understood in a vacuum. It is part of a broader, more systematic and pervasive intimidation campaign by the Chinese government to suppress free speech, free expression, free assembly, and free association. All these rights, which are fundamental human rights that most of us who live in democracies take for granted. Today, as many of you are painfully aware, Falun Gong members remain among those most severely persecuted in China, alongside the Tibetans, Uyghurs, and other religious minorities that the state considers a threat to its authority. They are targeted for surveillance, imprisonment, re-education, and torture. Tens of thousands of people are estimated to be in detention for their affiliation with Falun Gong, while others face threats, harassment, and systematic discrimination. And many of them are friends and families of all of you who are gathered here today. These are all tactics that the regime uses, a regime that is really terrified of its own citizens, who might one day think freely for themselves and express their thoughts to their friends and families. How subversive is that? In our own annual survey of freedom in the world, Freedom House continues to rank China as one of the most repressive regimes in the world. More than half of the world's population living in countries that Freedom House designates as not free live in China. China has become one of the increasingly small group of countries that we designate the world's worst of the worst. It has been on that list for the almost 40 years in which Freedom House has been monitoring freedom throughout the world. China may well tout its economic success and strength to the world, but at its core, it is a state that is fundamentally weak and fearful, given that it wages war against its most defenseless constituents. A great society is ultimately not judged by the military force it unleashes to terrify its citizens, but rather by how it treats its most vulnerable citizens, women, children, and ethnic and religious minorities. If China wants to be taken seriously on the world stage, it also needs to take the human rights of its citizens seriously. Those of us in the human rights community need to remind China that with great power comes even greater obligations. We demand that the CCP halt its persecution of all religious minorities and immediately release Falun Gong members and all prisoners of conscience. We also ask our own government to keep pushing on human rights with their Chinese counterparts at all levels and not forget that religious freedom forms the bedrock of our own American democracy. I will conclude by reminding you of what the Dalai Lama, a great champion of human rights, once said. Brute force, no matter how strongly applied, can never subdue the basic human desire for freedom.
Issue of the coercive transplant of human organs from prisoners. This is not a new allegation, but this has been going an ongoing practice. And when reports about this first emerged, few believed them, and little action was taken. But now even the U.S. State Department has included these allegations in their human rights reports. This is just one tragic example of our failure to act as we watch this situation continue to escalate. We are all guilty of looking away and remaining silent while the Communist Party in China commits a host of human rights violations. The truth is that as long as the CCP is in power in China, the Chinese people will continue to suffer and block the potential for China to emerge as a responsible world leader. Let me just cite some examples. There's no peaceful rise in China if you're a Chinese citizen seeking greater freedom. There's no peaceful rise in China if you're a Tibetan monk. There's no peaceful rise in China if you're a Christian house church. There's no peaceful rise in China if you're a Uyghur. There's no peaceful rise in China if you're the second child in your mother's womb. There's no peaceful rise in China if you're a North Korean refugee escaping persecution. And there has been no peaceful rise in China for the Falun Gong practitioners for all these many years. As I have pointed out when I addressed your rallies before, it is the Falun Gong that has been on the front lines of this battle for human rights. It's not a role that you chose, but one that was chosen for you when the CCP launched their cruel, unprovoked, and violent crackdown in 1999. Since that time, we've seen a growing call within China for the end of the CCP because the Chinese people know that China will never be a great and peaceful nation as long as the CCP remains in power. And this is what millions of Chinese citizens declared as part of the Tundang movement that started in 2004. Now 116 million Chinese have joined that movement because of the bravery and courage of the Falun Gong. As a Christian, I'm greatly inspired by your resolve to respond to these horrific crimes being committed against you through peaceful means and steadfast advocacies. Over 3,400 Falun Gong have been murdered since the CCP campaign began, while hundreds of thousands are in labor camps today. We must, in solidarity, stand together against this injustice and defend the rights of all citizens of China. Lily, we will continue to fight with you for the rights of the Falun Gong practitioners and the end of this campaign of tyranny by the CCP. I want to thank you all for being here today and fighting this fight. And may God bless you all and your noble and courageous efforts.